Number 4 on the Earshot charts, up 1 from number 5 last week. It's a Drag City release. Drag City, possibly the home of the rustic singer-songwriter in America. Ty Segall here with a bombastic, lush, multi-instrumental piece that you can really get up and dance to. It's The Main Pretender on the Earshot 20, number 4 on the Earshot charts at earshot-online.com. Earshot-online.com top 20 charts. A band, Aaron, you won't believe, I saw them for the first time in 2006 at Lee's Palace in Toronto. They were playing a ridiculous bill. The headliner on this bill, Aaron Flynn, was Hot Chip. Are you familiar with Hot Chip from the UK?
I am.
So yeah. total band, dance band, right?
Yeah.
Playing support, or second of three artists, was an Edmonton-based Montreal to Toronto transplant rapper. Can you imagine who it was, Aaron? It was Cadence Weapon. It was Raleigh Pemberton, the original Canadian Pitchfork writer. He was with Hot Chip at Lee's Palace and opening for them with a two-disc burned CD demo, essentially, was a two-piece at the time, guitar and bass, Born Ruffians. Luke and Mitch, I believe their names from Midland, the Penetanguishene area in Ontario. They've really hit it big. Those two songs, they were recorded for their first debut album, which you know, you may have heard some other singles from, including Hummingbird. Is that a thing? Do people know it? Born Ruffians back with another record. This one's called Uncle Duke and the Chief. The family theme, consistent in Luke Lalonde's writing here on Paper Bag Records, is Born Ruffians at number 3. On the Earshot charts.
Ring that bell. Ring that bell.
In case you were wondering, that Born Ruffians line, folks, that's all. Your mind is dirtier than mine if you thought otherwise. We're getting down to the nitty gritty. It's the final two on the earshot-online.com top 20. It's up from number 7 last week. The album's called Wide Open on Buzz Records. Weaves from Toronto making waves, Aaron?
I don't know about that, but I'm a big fan of Weaves. I was a huge proponent for their first self-titled album during the Polaris Music Prize competition last year, and was super excited for Wide Open, and I held back on listening to it because I didn't want to deviate from my support for Weaves.
You were worried it might kind of disinterest you a little more?
No, I knew it was going to be even better because it was their next album, and I wanted to stay focused on really pushing forward the one that was in contention for the prize.
Like the new stuff would make you devalue the old stuff because it just isn't as good and advanced.
Yeah, and I did love their first album. I still listen to it, and Wide Open, it is the natural next step for them, and it sounds great, and it's got more pop, some less, I think, weird things, but they still experiment in it, and I really like it. Yeah.
What do you want to hear from it, Aaron?
I don't have the track listing in front of me. Sorry.
Okay, so we'll listen to the opening track from Weaves' Wide Open on Buzz Records, number 2 on the Earshot charts. What was number 1? Find out next.
I'm not afraid to die.
charts on a label, host to a number of bands that Aaron Flynn, station manager of CHUO 89.1 at the University of Ottawa in Ottawa, our nation's capital. You're into a lot of bands on Bond Sound. Like who?
I like Berries. I like Geoffroy. I always want to say Jeffrey, but it's Geoffroy. Was sort of the first band that I really liked on their label. And then I checked them out, and they just seem to carry great bands. Lots of, I don't know, kind of interesting young musicians that are doing things that I'm enjoying. I like Milk and Bone. They're a cool duo. Electropop.
Deception Bay is their electropop album. It's been on the Earshot charts since the 16th of January that week, so over a month now, and they're the second week in the number one spot atop the Earshot-Online.com top 50 weekly charts. Aaron, we've made it through to the end. How'd you feel about the first week of the Earshot top 20?
A little rocky, but I know we'll get there, Aaron.
Me too. It's a pleasure hosting with you, Aaron. It's a pleasure to talk. We didn't hang out at the conference this year, so, you know, we gotta do our thing via Skype for the Earshot 20 weekly program. Thanks for listening. Let us know what you think about the Earshot 20 and the new show at earshot@civl.ca if you want. And if you don't, leave us alone. It's okay. No,
I like that. Yes, I like it.
We don't mind. It's not terribly insulting. But in any case, here's Milk and Bone with the title track from Deception Bay, number one this week, earshot-online.com. This is the Earshot 20.
I told you I would wait. I said I'd wait for you to come my way. But weeks and months and years don't feel the same. Walk right by me. You know. told you say that you hurt me the most. By far.